I'm Brad.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Michael.
And we are the Cinema Guys.
Welcome to the show.
Hey everybody, how you doing today?
Doing good. Or was that for the audience? Or that was for me.
That was for
okay.
You.
Yeah,
that
I was just making sure. I didn't want to answer because the audience.
The audience can't really.
Because I don't know how they're doing today.
You don't.
I don't. They could be doing really bad.
This is true.
Maybe they just walked out of Independence Day Resurgence or whatever it's called.
Oh, that was just terrible.
So what's on the agenda today, Brad?
Well, I think we're gonna do a couple trailers. I think we're going to have a double review this
double
week.
Double review.
We're going to have a review of Underworld Blood Wars and an at-home review instead of recommendations today. So how about we start it off with our trailer trash.
Trailer trash.
Whose voice is that? Is that your voice?
I believe so, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good. How did you do that? He does it every week, guys. Right here, it's
Drew. Yeah, I just go
trailer trash.
Nice, well done.
So this week we're gonna kind of shake it up a little bit. The whole episode is shaking it up. We each picked a trailer that we watched before we recorded, and we're just gonna talk about it. Who wants to start it off?
Why don't you go ahead, Brad?
All right. Well, mine is a super fun trailer. It's for the Chips movie.
Chips, not potato.
Not potato, based off the television show, and like a lot of the TV shows to movies recently, they've turned it like 21 Jump Street,
Baywatch is coming out.
They've turned it into like a action comedy,
right? Well, that's what's interesting too is all of these like because Chips was serious. I remember watching Chips, being like, man, they're for real. Baywatch had a little bit of like silliness to it, but it took itself seriously. And then 21 Jump Street was like super serious. But all these movies are pretty comedy driven.
And I'm loving it. Like the 21 Jump Street movies, I loved. I thought they're hilarious. Baywatch looks pretty funny, and this kind
Baywatch
of along those same
looks
lines.
Looks great.
Baywatch does look good.
Why do you think they go comedy with them? Because they tried at one time, like Miami Vice, when they went serious.
Yeah, that went super serious.
What was the one with Owen Wilson and Ben Starsky and Hutch? That was comedy.
Yeah, that was a comedy.
I feel like they went eras. Flat. Like there was eras of like 70s shows, and now they're going to like 80s, 90s shows.
I think it's because the premise of them is pretty humorous in itself. I mean,
right. Or it's humorous that at one time we thought that was serious.
Yeah. So I think they're taking that trope and saying, okay, let's just add the comedy in there and go with it.
I mean, it is Baywatch, and they're foiling drug crimes.
Yeah. I mean, they're lifeguards. Yeah. They're not doing much.
We're kids, and we're going to be cops now.
I mean, and this one, you have, it's Highway Patrol. They get paired together, and it's two people that didn't, you know, never worked together.
Now, was that the original storyline? I remember the two guys, but I don't remember the story.
No, they were partners because they were together for a long time.
But in the movie, they're paired together. So
the thing I remember most is there's an episode of Golden Girls where Blanche is in love with the guy who plays the Hispanic guy. Yes.
Who was also on C-Lev 2021.
Ooh, I did not know that. But Blanche is in love with him, and they go to meet him, and Eric Estrada thinks that they're three elderly prostitutes. Oh, that's Golden Girls.
That was Golden Girls.
That's going to be the next remake.
So the Chips movie comes out this spring in March, so it's coming out here pretty soon.
It looks funny. I like it.
I think it looks pretty
funny. I like Dax a lot.
Yeah, Dax Shepard and Michael Pena.
Yeah, Michael Pena is... He sold me on that movie.
My wife's in love with Dax Shepard, so we'll probably definitely see this because she loves him.
She'll probably go just
Parenthood.
See it by herself.
Isn't he in Parenthood?
Yeah, he was
in
Parenthood.
She loves him in Parenthood.
Make you cry hour.
So what about you, Justin?
So my trailer that I picked, I think I was going to pick this one anyways, but I actually was in a movie today and saw the trailer again, is Valerian. And then what's the subtitle of it?
In the City of a Thousand Planets.
And the City of a Thousand Planets.
Directed by Luc Besson.
The reason I'm excited about it is because it's directed by Luc Besson, who directed my favorite movie of all time, which is The Fifth Element. And he directed that, and I've always liked his stuff. The Professional. I didn't care for Lucy as much. That was a more of a recent one that was just okay. But I love his stuff usually, and I
still,
like him.
It was still pretty... decent.
It had interesting parts, but the story was pretty weak.
And I'm more excited about this because it has a Fifth Element-ishness to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved what he created in Fifth Element, so I'm excited to see what he created in this world. Now, I did not read the graphic novel, so I have no premise at all other than I see aliens, monsters, and these two kids who are... got like a Blue Lagoon relationship, and they are in love, and they're also good fighters. That's sort of what I get.
Maybe they're in love. We don't know if they're in love.
We don't know.
Well, they kiss and stuff.
You don't have to be in love to kiss.
True story.
Not in this day and age.
Not with Tinder.
Now we just lost all of our conservative listenership. No, but so I'm really excited about that movie. Did you like the trailer? Were you entertained by it?
Oh, I was. I'm very looking forward to it. I love The Fifth Element. It's not my favorite movie of all time, but it's probably in my top 10. Ooh. And I think it has that feel. Definitely has the aliens have the feel, and it just kind of feels like an extension of that, the look of it. I know it's based off of a property already.
Right. I kept looking for Ruby Rod, like, in the background. You know he's got to show up.
Chris Tucker's like, I'm coming out of retirement just for this movie.
Just for this movie. Is he even retired?
I think so.
Or is it, are you just, so. I don't know. He
hasn't
done
anything.
Are you
just saying that based on the fact? Maybe
when was the last time you saw Chris Tucker?
I don't know. Rush Hour 7?
I mean, after he stopped cursing and being dirty, he just...
Oh, was that a thing? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he stopped
He did the Eddie Murphy approach?
Yeah, stopped being blue.
Mm.
So he'll come back and become like an Academy actor, like going for the Oscars. It's all serious.
Sixth Element,
hey,
when he's in the Sixth Element.
Hey, it's me, Forrest Gump. I mean, what's he going to do? You can't take Chris Tucker seriously.
He's been in serious roles, right? He's had a serious one.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Friday.
He's got too high-pitched of a voice.
All right, Michael, what was yours?
So I chose Raw, which is just a trailer I saw. I heard about it at a Fantastic Fest, and it just looks like a weird cannibal dystopian type movie. So I'm not really sure what it's about.
A weird cannibal dystopian is
definitely looks weird, and there are cannibals
and a lot of itching and body horror.
That kind of had like the cabin fever thing going on with that.
I prefer to go Cronenberg.
Fine. So this week we went to see a movie in one of probably my favorite guilty pleasure series. We went to see Underworld Blood Wars.
Which is the fifth installment.
The fifth movie in the Underworld series.
Sexology. There's going to be another one.
Yeah, they said they're making another one.
So it'd be a sexology.
Oh, gotcha. I wasn't following. I was like, is it that? I guess
is it that sexy?
It is. Now, the third one, Rise of the Lycans.
Correct.
Was that just because they really liked the actor that played Lucian and we want to get him in again because we already killed
apparently
him?
Apparently, it was after the first Underworld came out in 2003. The studio, before it was released, greenlit two sequels. A sequel and a prequel right off the bat.
Well, the sequel...
Because they wanted that.
So I loved the first one. Was it 2000?
2003.
I remember, I guess I was post-college at that time. I remember seeing it being like, this is awesome. And if anyone would ever want to be a Lycan, they're stupid.
The Lycans always seem like they're like the homeless people.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're the proletariat.
You might be a Lycan because you have a beard. I think you have to have a beard. Although I guess the head Lycan never has a beard.
But he's clean shaven.
But the other Lycans all are not.
But don't they always have a beard?
And apparently they like to fight each other a lot. I guess
they're
that's
very
the
aggressive. They do.
That's the wolfness in them.
Yeah, they're very aggressive. They're very...
So yeah, the first one came out. I loved it.
Primitive in a way, I guess you could say.
I thought it was new. The bullet stuff was cool. Like how they had these light bullets and stuff. The second one came out, and I remember liking that one too. And then Rise of Lycans, I think I saw once it came to like DVD.
The second one, like they all up until this newest one came out 3 years apart. So 03, 06, 09, 12, 2012. The second one takes place basically directly right after the first. It picks up right after the first one ends.
Right.
And then they go and do the prequel, which is the only one without Kate Beckinsale, for obvious reasons.
Right.
Although the end of the movie, they have like the scene that opens up the beginning of the first one. So it kind of ties it in. And then the fourth one brings back Kate Beckinsale, and it takes place, I think it's like 12 years after the second one. So right. it's supposed to be 2015, I think.
Like that. Ooh, the past.
The past.
Yeah. although it did come out in 2012, so it was the
future.
The future at that time.
Right. The fourth one had a lot to do with people, right? People were involved
yes.
because they were wiping
they,
out.
They were wiping out the lichens and the vampires. They had found out about them.
Whereas this one,
there
were no seven people. Two people died in the beginning.
There's two train operators.
Yeah, and they died.
And
then some people walking around.
But we didn't confirm whether they were vampires or right. lichens or some sort of hybrid.
As we always say, we'll get into spoilers, but honestly, I don't think we're going to spoil anything on this movie if
she's a vampire.
I'm not really sure what happened.
There isn't anything you'd be like, oh my gosh.
I will say, before we get into anything negative, the positive was there were some classic Underworld elements that I like to see. I like to see vampires fighting werewolves. I like to see the fun weaponry. I like to see, like,
all the black leather outfits.
Clearly define the vampires by what they wear, and clearly define the lichens by what they look like on the outside physically. And then, you know, when Kate Beckinsale comes back in the end with the blonde hair, I was like, ah, that's cool. You kind of like that. That was
it
bad.
It wasn't just blonde hair. It was, you know,
highlights.
Tits.
Highlights.
Yeah.
They were low tits. Low lights. Sorry.
I don't know.
So, I mean, she had to go to the salon. Hey, guys, I'm getting ready to come back, but I really need something done with this.
So, as you know, I'm a big fan of this series. So going in, I was super excited to see this. You guys were kind of...
I mean, I was fine seeing it. I liked all the other ones.
I was up for a schlock fest.
I mean, I don't hate them, so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go see Underworld.
And yeah. This one, like, you know, like I said, doing a timeline, I think it picks up shortly after the fourth one because her daughter's gone.
Right.
It's probably a couple years after.
What the heck happened to Michael? He was like a huge part of one and two, and then four and five, he's gone.
He got gutted and his blood drained.
Well, I know what happened to him in the plot line. What happened to that actor? They were like, well, we just don't need him anymore. Because he was cool. I actually was expecting this whole movie for like right when they're in their worst moment for him to, it's Michael, he's back, because he could fly, right? He had wings. Didn't he have wings?
No, that was the
that was Victor.
Marcus.
I thought Michael was half vampire, half wolf, and he also had wings.
No,
so I was like,
never
mind.
He was like a hairless lichen.
Because the way it is, because it's all about the elders, and the first one is Victor, who Bill Nye. The second one is Marcus.
Not the science guy. Bill Nye.
Nye. I apologize to Bill Nye for that. The second one was Marcus, so one of the other elders, and he had the wings.
Mm. Yeah, he's the one who came out of like the coffin and was like all bat looking.
Yeah. And then the other main elder is Amelia, which this movie tries to tie her into everything.
We get
more.
To see what's hidden in her blood.
Babies.
They really. So I remember in the second one, they brought that element into the story, into the world. If you suck someone's blood, you get their history. That wasn't in the first movie.
That
wasn't
the first one.
It was?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. So I was like, man, they're really sticking with that
and
one.
My thing is, if she's on the run from these people, from the, you know, the vampire council and whatnot, give them some blood and say, look, I'm not lying.
Right. Yeah,
Victor turned on us.
Time. Here you go. Look.
Like, for real.
Or if she's really in
Don't
hiding.
Don't point out logic.
If she's really in hiding, why is she going through these great lengths to kill all these lichens? Like, just hide.
Well, they're both chasing her because they both
and
want.
Yeah, they both
this whole
want
her time,
because they want her blood.
In the last three films, she's been able to walk in the sunlight. Why didn't she just go live a regular life?
Well, why doesn't she go run during the day, hide at night
right.
where they can't find her?
Exactly.
And then pick up in the morning.
Why has she been wearing the same outfit now for
well, vampires
20
don't
years.
Sweat or
I,
or so
I beg
like,
to differ. The one vampire changed her outfit about 60 times in the movie.
Well, she
did.
She's the hippie
you
vampire.
Correct.
They're allowed to.
She did wear that
oh,
one
you
outfit.
Mean, oh, the main one, yeah, like the mean bad
the,
girl?
The bad girl.
Yeah. Well, she was real cool. The higher up you get, the more outfits you get.
She had a very Jodie Foster look to her. In a
oh,
way.
See, I thought she like, had a very like, Parker Posey look
like
to her.
Like the goth Jodie Foster.
I was thinking the whole time, this is Parker Posey.
I'm going to go ahead and propose a theory that this is all a allegory for communism.
Ooh.
Wow.
And that the lichens are the proletariat who are trying to overthrow the bourgeoisie of the vampires.
Yeah.
Very
you do, I mean, it's to your theory, you
it,
do
it
get
work.
A sense that while since the very first movie, you sort of side with the vampires. Yeah, you get a little bit of heart to the Lycans, but you side with the vampires. You side with Kate Beckinsale. But in every element, every movie, you get the corruption of them. And in this one, you didn't want to be a part of them at all. Like, the first one, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be a vampire. It'd be cool.
Yeah,
this one, I was like, well, there is some sort of secret society that's elitism.
Yeah,
and you do
close
get
to Nazis. I mean, let's be honest.
Right. And you do get that the Lycans are this rebellion that's trying to bring them down. But, of course, by bringing them down, it means destroying them all and slaughtering them and killing them.
Yes.
But one thing they never did is the leader, the new leader we have, what was his name, Marcion?
Marius.
That's not a good Lycan. That is Amadeus. That's it's going. Amadeus. Hey, oh, we're the vampires. But Marius, he kept saying, hey, I'm trying to bring peace, or I'm trying to make it so we can both coexist. That's why I need to find this girl. And I guess we're supposed to assume that that was a lie, but they never explained that's a lie, because I was like, well, what if he really found something that could bring peace to them by finding this girl?
Yeah, why couldn't they just talk?
Right. I mean, it's
just
not
sit
like
down.
It's not like humankind mattered at all in this movie, so it was just the two of them left. Why not coexist?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't the vampires take Europe and then the Lycans move to North America and just
or Australia? You get Australia and Antarctica. But
He wanted her daughter the whole time, basically for her blood, because we found out he'd been drinking.
He'd been shooting up hybrid
blood. He'd been drinking Michael the whole time.
Sorry, shooting it up until the very last vial, and then all of a sudden
he could
drink it.
Why shoot it up when he can just drink it?
Maybe he just likes the feel of a needle going in his
skin.
Oh, maybe
he
was a drug addict
it,
before he became
a cutter.
A lichen.
If he already has it in his system, wouldn't it already be there? Like when the one bad girl drinks Kate Beckinsale's blood, all of a sudden she's a daywalker too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make him that
way?
Well,
it's kind of like that movie Monster Truck that I saw today. When you fed the monster gasoline, not crude oil, the monster went crazy. It was like, whoa, gasoline's too much. I think that's what the mixed blood did. It was like, whoa, this is an intense rush, not normal blood.
But how come the vampire could just drink Celine's blood and be okay?
Why don't you have to drink it out of a giant chalice and spill all of it?
There was a lot of unanswered, like, how do you kill a vampire?
There were
light bullets and sunlight. Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's sort of traditional vampirism. Or anything else
or
after that?
Or a small slit to the throat?
Now you're dead. Cracking of the neck. You know, there's so
a
much.
Strong breeze.
And then half their bullets are these silver slash light bullets, and then half of them are just regular bullets.
Well, and then you have the two who's
making these bullets.
The divergent guy who is now the leader of the vampires, and then Marius going at each other, shooting each other 1,000 times with bullets.
And they just flex.
They just flex them out and then carry on.
How did he get a scar on his face? He can just pop up bullets. I didn't see any other.
And then you had this sex slave character who ended up being a vampire loyalist who you thought he was a bad guy the whole time. Like, well, I guess you're a good guy now?
He just followed wherever the trends were going.
He was following the power, man.
Yeah.
Following the power.
He's a good follower.
I'll be the first to admit that this whole series is full of plot holes. Full of them. But it's very enjoyable action.
We did get to see a spine ripped out.
This one, I think, was the... In my opinion, the weakest of all five of them.
Twice we saw something sliced in half.
Yep, and we saw a spine on that as well.
Ooh, yeah. That was bad CGI, that one. When it flopped down,
all
it was
the
like,
CGI was really bad.
Oh, yeah.
They did use stock footage of a train. It was a step above sci-fi CGI.
Oh. When they change into lichens and then like growl at the screen to be like, that must have been the 3D effect if we saw it in 3D.
Yeah, the lichens really... were in this movie, and the old ones, like, you saw a lot of lichens, like werewolves. And this one, most of the time, you're just seeing people, and I think we saw them wolf out, like, maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And when they wolf out, why do they always got to get... They get really angry. They're like... And it's like...
Well, and when they wolf out, I mean, especially in that last scene...
The vampire's just like,
why didn't they start attacking as werewolves? Like, they wait so long. I guess is what she said. Like, they're weaker when they're werewolves.
Yeah, because they
can't think as much.
They can't think.
So let's go back to that scene where she's talking about why they're weaker. They built a iron cage that, for whatever reason, had to lift up off the ground. Why not put a door
in
the thing?
Yeah, that I did think.
I mean,
that was like...
It only lifts up 3 feet.
I mean, even the Thunderdome had a door.
and it only lifts up 3 feet. And
so
like,
you had to like, do like a combat roll to get in there. Like, well, and that made no sense because nowhere else in the rest of the film are they fighting lichens in close quarters. They made it seem like this is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that they're in a 100-year-old castle that somehow has a basement with 30-foot ceilings in it that can lift up.
Well, and the impenetrable castle was impenetrable by an iron gate. It looked like Mr. Burns' mansion. Yeah. I was like, Homer can scale this wall. I'm sure
yeah,
any
mean,
lichen
I'm pretty
can.
Sure a lichen could just jump over it. I mean, yeah. They're really not protecting themselves that way. It wasn't
And all the vampires were just wearing, like, were they bulletproof vests? Is that what they're wearing?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're wearing flak jackets, and then they just
Rip
off.
Well, in the one scene where the lichens come with all their sunlight bullets, and they're shooting at the hippie vampires, and they use, like, the old Spartan shields, and not once is a vampire with their automatic gun, like, just swoop down to the feet or hit their fingers or hit something. Like, all you got to do is hit them with anything with his bullets, and they'll die. But I'm just keep shooting right at the shield because eventually that shield's going to give away. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You just would assume that after hundreds of years of these guys figuring out, like, we know how to fight a little better. But
well, and then there's the another clan of vampires that they're, like, up way up north, the white
like
vampires,
the Starks,
the
they're like the Starks,
yeah,
and they're pacifists for a minute,
yeah. Until
hey,
someone,
we're pacifists.
Until someone enters the door, then
they have to climb this until giant mountain wall to get to them.
The second their pacifism is challenged, they are no longer pacifists anymore.
And apparently, they have some sort of magical pool of water that takes them to another world.
Yeah, that's the thing that was interesting. I was like, let's hear more about this other world going to.
There's another world, and then, like, she's like, oh, yeah, the other world.
And why were some of them hung, like, in a cocoon, like they're butterflies?
Right.
That's
are you
how
going?
They went to the other world.
They're, like, in Eternia for a while.
But when Celine, you know, when she died and came back, I don't know how much
no
time
one wrapped
passed,
up her
so it wasn't that much time.
That long.
Well, and that water, like, when they got there and the leader of those vampires was, like, submerged in the water, was he in the other world for a little bit coming back, or?
He's like, I was just taking a little stroll in the underworld.
Yeah, underworld's good. It's got a season, summertime over there right now. Like, awesome summer breeze.
Sure. You wouldn't believe the food they got over there.
Man, it was great.
And where are they getting blood when they're up there? I mean, they have to drink blood. I mean, it's not like they have a train of blood coming to them every week.
Maybe they do.
I mean, it is convenient that they have a train that
polar
runs
bears,
about 20 feet away from their place.
Perhaps.
Snowpiercer comes by and throws those meat cubes out.
Ice fishing.
So they survive off of fish?
I like that scene. I like the fight on the ice. I thought that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
The climbing scene was really lame.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's pull our little knife and jump up.
Oh.
And I'm going to, like, I feel like they were making it significant that they were, like, helping each other. But.
And how did the lichens get on top of the castle to rappel down? I mean,
they went too far. They're like,
we got to go down.
And,
we got to the top.
And so I guess when the one guy's like, lichens could never make it here because they can't move in the cold. I guess he was just
the
wrong. He was just wrong. No, I was wrong. Yeah.
He forgot that they have things called coats now.
Oh, coats.
Keep them warm.
I didn't think of coats, guys. The world has evolved.
They figured out pants. They're not wearing just linen.
And these white vampires, they have the power to move fast.
Yeah, they teleport, basically.
They use it, like, once, and then, like, the first lady, the...
It seemed like only that one girl could use it, and...
And then the lichen caught her.
Yeah.
Because she stopped using it. Same with Kate Beckinsale when she had it at the end. Like, she killed, like, 10 lichens, and then all of a sudden she's like, oh, now I gotta go hand-to-hand combat. Maybe you can only use it once at a time? I don't know. It's got a... Her power bar went down. It's got to recharge.
She's got to open up a wall and get a pork chop from it.
Yes.
Yeah, so all in all, I didn't think it was a great movie.
As a fan of the series, I would say if you like the series, check it out. But my recommendation would be
wait until it comes to something for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait until it shows up on.
I mean, it's fun enough. I enjoyed it the entire time. But, I mean, it's more fun to just watch it and then joke about all the ridiculous stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, where are they getting all this leather outfits from? I mean, they have to have someone constantly making these custom-made outfits.
It's the hipsters. They're like all leathersmiths.
they just have hipster vampires sitting down there.
That's why you don't
well,
see any people
when they
in the
walked
town.
In, I was like
making clothes.
Are they making it a point for us to think that most of the vampires are drag queens? I was like, because when you first showed them, I'm like, that's, normal people
they,
don't
they
do
were
this.
Just goth. They were like industrial goth.
They were like the European goth because
like
it's all,
shaving
it always
the
takes
side
place
of their
in
heads
Europe.
And
yeah,
combing over and man, they got to go through a lot of dye. Yeah. I mean, I know all those people don't have black hair.
No.
I mean, they just must have like a constant rotation of people just dyeing roots all day long.
Yeah, totally.
And the one throwaway girl in the vampire that was like the inside informant.
Oh,
like,
right.
The redhead.
The secret lover.
Who was like
of
in
the,
love with
of
and
the
it,
other
Did
lichen.
He really love her? Was he using her? Because he didn't.
Now, why didn't they just have sex and have a hybrid baby?
Right. I was wondering that too.
Know.
Why are we having more hybrid babies? Because he had Michael's blood if he needed that.
He could just bone her, get a hybrid
still
baby,
have some vials left.
Done.
Yeah.
You know lichens eat their babies.
But then, once again,
I'm sure they do.
We wouldn't have had a movie.
Underworld, like Blood Wars. And that, what was the Blood War?
Over the blood of
Daughter. Celine's daughter. And I like how every movie, they're literally like, this was the worst war ever. The biggest battle yet. I'm like, I thought that happened like 100 years ago or
and
something.
I mean, where are all these lichens and vampires coming from? There's no people to turn.
I thought it was way cooler.
Can vampires have babies?
When
I guess they can.
They were
they can,
trying to
Celine
conceal
had one.
In the first
so are they
movie.
Vampires?
Well, Celine, its child is a hybrid because it's Michael's child. But
is it like?
Well,
is
you
it like
do. I will say that
baby?
In the all the underworlds, I've never know. Seen outside of her baby Eve. I've never seen a young
never
vampire.
Seen a young vampire.
Yeah, where are all the
series?
Babies? Where is vampire school at?
Because
oh, it's that Vampire Academy. They're all at Vampire Academy. Yeah, we just answered the question. Go watch Vampire Academy, and now you'll know where all the other vampires are.
In the second or third one, you get to see Celine as a child, but she gets turned. So she wasn't.
But
she
then
wasn't
she still
born.
Grows up.
Yeah, she's still. They
you
they
age,
age.
You know what? You
they
basically age,
age
where you're like, hey, I feel like I've hit peak hotness. I'm going to stop here, and you decide.
So you age under convenience.
It's not like Interview with a Vampire. If you make a baby vampire, she stays a baby vampire
that's
until we
more
have to burn her.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that is a good
I would say wait
movie.
Wait to see it at home.
My thing is, if you've seen the other four underworlds, you're probably going to see it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you're on for the ride, you're on for the ride.
Right. If you're this deep into it, you're going to see
it. If you're
it.
Like, I've never seen an underworld, which one should I start with?
Well,
don't start
you're
with
not
Blood
start
Wars.
With five.
Yeah, sure.
Start with the first one.
Blood Wars sounds great.
I mean, I love blood. I love wars. Why wouldn't I go? Now, Justin, here's a question for you. What had more action, Rogue One or Blood Wars?
Blood Wars. Blood Wars had way more action than Rogue One.
It had more blood.
And action. There was like a fight scene every 2 minutes.
It's true.
There was a fight scene every 2 minutes, but I didn't think the action was that good.
But still action. Well, I think with Rogue One is
Rogue
that
One
it
is
wasn't
so
an
good.
Action film. There was a couple action scenes, and that was about it.
Skip Underworld and go see Rogue One. That is my suggestion.
Again.
All right, so the consensus is watch it at home for free.
Watch it if you have to.
Watch it at home for free.
I just wanted to pause for a minute and tell you all about something that we love and actually use a lot here at the Cinema Guys, and it is a service called MoviePass. It is a monthly subscription service that allows you to see a new 2D movie every day. For more information, check it out in our show notes. There's a link. Also, you can go to 134inc.com/moviepass and give you a little more information. We love MoviePass. All right, back to the show.
As we're in this whole time of changing things up in this episode, new
we
year,
are radicals.
New year, new show. We're going to do at home review this week instead of recommendations.
And we all, in our own accord, at different times, watch the same movie.
Watch The Autopsy of Jane Doe. Which you can rent on whatever
Amazon.
Service
Amazon.
You like.
I used Amazon. What did you use?
I used iTunes.
What did you use?
Amazon.
All right.
What did you guys think of The Autopsy of Jane Doe?
You well, saw it first, Michael.
Yeah, so I spearheaded watching this.
You did.
And I really liked it. I thought it was a very suspenseful horror movie. You know, ultimately it has some tropes to it, but... I really thought Emile Hirsch and Brian Cox were an awesome pair together. Basically, it's just their movie. It has a bit of mystery element to it as they try to figure out what's going on. And I thought it was just a really good, creepy, fun movie.
It's basically one of the, for more or less, kind of the single set horror movie.
It's
for the most part set in one place.
Yeah, it's a pretty low budget movie, but they spent the money in the right spots. I mean, the titular Jane Doe is a real actress, and so she's laying there the entire time, and as I slowly dissect her. So there are two coroners. This Jane Doe gets brought in, and it's their job to figure out what happened because she was found at this murder scene that looks like no one broke in. All this entire family's dead, and they just find this body in the basement. And so Brian Cox and Emile Hirsch, father, son, there's obviously some past stuff that's gone on with them, and they're trying to figure out what happened to this body and why it doesn't seem to be...
Crazy stuff happened as it goes along.
Yeah, and so
I mean, I don't want to give anything away on this one because there is
it's definitely
some
something you want to
go
end,
you want to go
going.
In clean.
I did not like it very much. I mean, I thought it was actually the first 30 minutes when they are slowly dissecting her body, trying to find out what happened. I was all in. I was like, this is really cool because they were, you know, uncovering pieces of the mystery as they looked under her fingernail or opened her up. Like, and, you know, and I thought the best creepy element was they kept showing her face. And so you're just thinking, okay, well, any second now she's going
to
blink.
Waiting for her to, like,
and, you know, yeah, I won't say whether it really happens or not, but, like, I was into that. I was like, okay, this is cool. It's different. I agree. I love Emile Hirsch and Brian Cox. Both of them together I thought were fantastic. Mm-hmm. I believed them. I can't believe how young Emile Hirsch looks.
Yeah.
Because he has to be my age, right?
He's got to be probably in his 30s.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I looked it up. I think he's 33. I looked it up last night. And he played that young guy because I almost didn't think it was him because he was so young looking. He's
yeah,
just his
the
age
character's role. Probably in like his mid to late 20s.
And I think he's a fantastic actor anyways. And so I liked it. The second that it became a horror film and not a what's going on film, mm-hmm. I checked out because I...
You would have preferred if it was more of a mystery and not a... You know,
yeah,
horror movie.
It became a just blatant horror movie with like a monster chasing people, basically. And I was like, I was done. Like,
kind of.
I didn't care.
I mean,
it
did a good job of the claustrophobic there in this
because you really don't know if there was
the dark and
actually monsters there,
or if it was all in their
heads.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I get that, but I guess I was never scared, and I was also watching it at home by myself, lights on, you know. We don't have a giant TV, so I'm not like super.
You made sure all the lights were on before you turn it on, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because I was like, this is going to be.
And you maybe were a little prep for it, you know, going into it and had maybe a little bit of high expectations.
So I was ready to be like, and, you know, but I really do think that their acting was great. Like, even I was actually thinking when they found, there was a scene where they find their dead cat. And even that scene, I was like, oh, man, they've really sold me on this.
Yeah,
the believing this world. I just got bored with it when I was like, okay, because I, based on the beginning scene that you first see where they find the body, mm-hmm. I was like, well, I know how this movie ends. And I was right. I was like, oh, it's very clear how this movie's going to end.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's just like, I got to a point where I was like, all right. The only thing unexpected that I liked was, I won't say what happens, but with the girlfriend. I was like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
I kind of saw that.
Yeah, he saw it.
Yeah, that's the
too.
One thing I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen here. But I still was like, all right, good.
I thought it was a very creepy movie. I was hooked in right from the get-go, and I was very interested in it. Once it turned, you know, to the horror aspect, I thought it was very... I did a good job setting up the tension and suspense. And after I watched it, I was like, I thought the ending, I was like, this is just okay. But since I've watched it, I've thought about it every day. Mm. And it's one of those, like, okay, maybe it was a little bit more than okay because I've sat here and, like, well, did this happen?
It.
Did this happen? Like, maybe it was more like this. So, yeah, I think it was a little better than okay. I would suggest checking it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth, you know, I think it's $7 on Amazon. I think it's worth renting it.
Well, and to you guys' credit, I've had two other people who watched it who had texted me randomly, hey, have you seen this movie? And they loved it. So it seems like everyone loves it. It's just not my favorite. I was just like, eh.
I know it's got a high score on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that we care about that because we went to see Underworld. It was 19%. But.
Right. And I saw Monster Trucks today. And the whole time I was thinking, this is a better story. And this whole time I'm like, I'm really invested in the story. And though I guess that's what it was with the autopsy. I wasn't like, In the beginning I was, and then it lost me. I was like, okay, I'm just ready for this to be over now.
You're not a huge horror guy.
I'm not a huge horror guy.
But you still enjoy horror. Like, you enjoyed the Conjuring movies.
I do. And you got me liking the Purge movies, too, mm-hmm. which I like.
Oh, I have not seen the newest Purge.
I haven't seen it. Well, actually, sorry, I've only seen one, but I really, really liked it, and I thought I would really, really hate it.
I honestly think the second one's the best, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I just like Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, he is. He is good.
But, yeah,
but, yeah. I mean, I like it a lot. I think it's probably
we got
one of my
two out of three to rent it.
Yeah, I would wait till you could see it for free somewhere.
But I mean, you don't regret watching it.
No. I don't regret watching it, and I mean, I usually don't regret watching most movies. I don't mm-hmm. usually stop movies or think they were a waste of time.
Yeah,
Independence Day was probably a waste of time.
Oh yeah, it was. Anything else that you guys want to either suggest quickly or not
just
quickly,
a
but.
Touch base on trailers? There's a new Netflix show coming out that I'm excited about, the Diet or Santa Clara Diet,
which looks hilarious.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore, Timothy Oliphant, about her becoming a zombie and then trying to live a normal life.
Oh yeah, some podcast I was listening to was actually talking about it, and it did sound good.
It looks really good. I mean, the trailers. Was funny.
And based on a graphic novel.
I'm sure.
And Netflix is doing a good job with shows.
Yeah. We started
Series of Fortunate Events.
Yeah, so we loved it. Neil Patrick Harris steals the show. My kids thought it was funny. I have given a second chance to love Netflix original mm-hmm. with Paul Rust and Gillian
Anderson.
And the first time I watched it, I remember not, but I wasn't really paying attention. I'm on like episode 5 right now, and I'm like, I kind of like the show.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I'm looking forward to coming back this year.
Yeah. That's good.
I like all those actors, and Kyle Kinane's in it too. And
other than that, I did finish last time we mentioned Infiltrator. I finished it with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Yeah. The preview gives you just as much heart excitement as the actual whole movie. So,
next episode tonight we are going to go see Split.
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 This will be my first Shyamalan film since. His second one? I can't think what's called.
Unbreakable?
I've seen them all except for the horror film we did like last year.
The Visitor?
The Visit.
I did not see that. But yeah, we are going to see Split, so that will probably be our next episode.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for checking us out, and maybe sometime we will see you at the movies.